As most of you know, this Tuesday, November the 8th, is Election Day in the United States of America. But did you know that all six Catholic bishops in the state of Minnesota, along with Bishop Cousins, the auxiliary bishop for the Archdiocese of St. Paul of Minneapolis, have some very important things to say to us as we prepare to vote on Tuesday? Have you seen their joint statement online at mncatholic.org? If you haven't read it or seen it, here's just a brief summary. First, the bishops remind us to vote. They say voting is a privilege and an important duty. It is an opportunity for God's faithful to love our neighbors. So not only do the bishops say that voting is our civic obligation, they add something very beautiful that I've never thought of before. That electing good legislators is one way we can fulfill our commandment to love our neighbor. The next part of the bishop's statement is about the elections here in Minnesota. In the words of the bishops, the responsibility of voting is especially important to Minnesotans this year. Our entire state legislature is up for election. At a time when many Catholics feel politically homeless and not represented well by either party, this year's elections provide a special opportunity to work for life and dignity where it matters most, in our own backyard. Minnesota Catholics should not let frustrations with the presidential race prevent them from participating in our many important local elections. I like that the bishops acknowledge honestly that some people might be frustrated with this year's presidential race, but they remind us that the presidential race is just one part of the ticket. There are so many other important local elections here in the state of Minnesota, and the bishops want us to vote for people who will, as they say, work for life and dignity right here in our own backyard. The third part of the bishop's statement is about how to prepare ourselves to vote. Here's what they say, the words of the bishops. The choices we are to make on election day are not always obvious. We must rise above partisanship, self-interest, and emotions to elect candidates who are most likely to work for the common good and govern in a manner consistent with God's providential care for all creation. We should prepare ourselves by forming our consciences, studying the candidates' positions and character, and turning to God for guidance in prayer. Another beautiful part of their statement. The bishops remind us to rise above voting based on our emotions and to rise above voting based on just one political party and voting based on who will help me the most rather than on thinking of everyone. On MN Catholic Conference website, on the Minnesota Catholic Conference website, there's all kinds of resources to help you find out where the candidates stand on the issues and materials for forming our conscience. Forming our conscience, I think, is the most difficult task of all. Our conscience is not our emotions. It's not what I feel in my gut. Conscience is the faculty of the intellect that helps us to make decisions. But the church says that we have to have a well-formed conscience. In other words, we have to educate ourselves on what is right and wrong. I often hear people say, I stand up for what I feel is right. But we might be feeling something is right when in truth it is really something very wrong. We must form our consciences to believe all and everything that Jesus Christ reveals to us. I don't want to stand up for what I feel is right. I want to stand up for what Jesus tells me is right. I want to stand up for all that is objectively true and good and beautiful. And most of all, the bishops remind us to pray. They have a short but beautiful novena prayer to our Blessed Mother. The bishops have been encouraging us to say this prayer for 9 days before the election starting on October the 30th. The short prayer goes like this. Virgin Mary, patroness of America, please prepare our hearts as we take part in this year's elections. Help us to humbly receive the wisdom of the Church and to accept the importance of her teachings in our lives and voting decisions. Guide us as we choose leaders who will best uphold the common good and the dignity of all. And so have you been praying this prayer for 9 days? If you haven't, it's not too late to start. Have you been praying for wisdom and understanding and good counsel from God the Holy Spirit as you prepare to vote? If not, it's not too late to start. Have you been fasting along with your prayer, which Jesus says is absolutely necessary to get rid of evil? I really like the part of the prayer that says, help us to humbly receive the wisdom of the Church and to accept the importance of her teachings in our lives and voting decisions. It's the Church's vocation to form our conscience. And so the bishops have a statement for every day of the novena on different topics. I don't know if you've seen them, but here are the topics that they address: religious liberty, life and bioethics, the poor and the vulnerable, the care for creation, labor and economy, marriage and family life, immigration, education, and health care. Those are the 9 topics that the bishops address, trying to form our consciences. They're really short. They're well worth taking a look at. But, of course, as you know, not all topics have the same weight. Of course, murdering the child in the womb is the most horrendous of all sins, because we're deliberately and intentionally killing a beautiful, innocent, helpless child. Abortion is not just an issue like other issues, such as the care for creation or immigration, education, healthcare, and the economy. Abortion isn't an issue. It's a child. It's a baby. If all of our citizens do not have the right to life, then none of our rights to liberty and the pursuit of happiness make any sense. Any candidate who says they are for protecting each and every child but allows for the killing of a child in the womb doesn't really protect all children. You might remember that back in 1994, at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta was asked to be the speaker that year. And in her very inspirational talk, Mother Teresa told the President and the First Lady, "Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what they want. Why should we be surprised when we hear of murders, of killings, of wars, of hatred? If a mother can kill her own child, what is left for us but to kill each other?" That's Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She said at that prayer breakfast that the spiritual poverty of abortion is the worst poverty and the most difficult to overcome, far worse than the material poverty which Mother Teresa daily attended in the slums of Calcutta. Our moral obligation is to care for the poor, and it begins by protecting their right to live. Who will stand up to protect the innocent child within the womb of his mother? The 7 brothers in today's first reading from the book of Maccabees would. These 7 brothers and their saintly mother have heroic virtue, and they inspire us to have manly courage. The 7 brothers stand up for what is right, true, good, and beautiful. They stand up for God's beautiful laws and reject man's unjust laws, even if it means their martyrdom. They said, "We are rather we are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors. Who will vote to protect the innocent child within the womb of his mother? I think the bishops could have concluded their statement about voting with the words from another bishop, Bishop St. Paul, in today's second letter to the Thessalonians. It is absolutely perfect, taken in this context. Here it is again. Brothers and sisters, pray for us bishops, so that the word of the Lord may speed forward and be glorified, and that we may be delivered from perverse and wicked people, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. We are confident of you in the Lord that what we instruct you, you are doing and will continue to do. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ. Amen.